Simen Kuf Tes Zayin Halacha Tes. Kol davar shetzarach agala, anything that requires agala, imhani leklipa, peeling off a layer of the keli is not effective. El daf agala, but only hagala will be sufficient. For the absorbed flavor penetrates the entire thickness of the wall, not just one layer. Halacha yod. Kol kli shiyav shalanak lanakoy sehetev, any keli that cannot be cleaned out well, gan hanafa, such as a sieve, a kishal rechaim, or the patch of a mill which the flour collects, the chintzal, shemeshtam, shemechametz, as well as the baskets that are used for chametz, the riv, eisen, or greater, the chen kli shapiz tzar, as well as a keli that has a narrow mouth, the yeshal leshaf shefoy mifnim, which makes it impossible to scrub it inside, or which has tubing that cannot be properly cleaned out, hagala will not help either. Halacha yod alaf. Hatevo shematzniyam hamachalim kol hashana, bins in which foods are kept all year, lepamash nifshach shamarak min akaderis, and that sometimes soup or gravy from pots spill there, tzvichim hachshakal, requires kashering of a lesser intensity. The hainu shemarim aliyam reislin, that is by pouring hot water on them, but it's to be poured only directly from the kli which the water was boiled, which would be a kli rishon. One should not throw the water, but pour it in a stream. Regarding tables, the reason before that is because if you throw it in the air, it already cools down, so you have to make sure it's as hot as possible. Regarding tables, the minhag is to intensely heat up the stones as well. Place them on the table, and pour boiling water over them. Move the stones from place to place, in a manner that the boiling water reaches the entire surface of the table. The bins and tables must be scrubbed first. And only after a 24-hour period of time from the last use can you kasher it. Nevertheless, not to use the tables and bins even after kashering, unless a tablecloth or another article is spread on top of them to separate from the table or bin themselves. This is due to the concern that a small amount of actual chametz may have remained.